Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
Stalking time for the Moon Boys with me, David Baddiel, and you.
Do you know what? As you said that, I genuinely thought.
I just thought I'd ride roughshod over your...
Stalking time with. It's for the Moon Boys, but for a minute I thought it was with the Moon Boys.
So did I. I panicked as well. I think I've done that before.
It's stalking time for the Moon Boys.
It must be. In the Beaulieu Brothers, it's definitely for the Moon Boys.
For the Moon Boys. Yeah. What do we call this?
Stalking time. For the Moon Boys.
Yeah, we must do, because it's the lyric.
Right, this is like the 5,000th episode, and we're not sure what the title is. We are definitely starting to decline cognitively.
I should explain to our, I'm going to say listeners,
yeah,
that this episode is underpinned by an element of stress, because you've just discovered...
Why did you do that voice?
What?
You did a weird voice.
Did I?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said is underpinned by a level of stress, but it sounded like you were going, is underpinned by a level of stress. That's really weird. Did you not realise you were doing it?
I honestly had no idea.
Okay. I'd like to play it back to you, because it was so odd.
Well,
sounded like you were doing a character.
That's so weird.
Of, I don't know what, a Nazi doctor?
Maybe.
A Nazi doctor saying, like if a Nazi doctor, yeah, if Mengele, right, was, yeah, seeing some patients he's about to do terrible things to, and the character of Mengele in this maybe 1970s slightly broad, yeah, Nazi film,
right,
like one of the things he does is underplay the terrible, yeah, things that he might say to you. I think you find that what's happening now is underpinned by a level of stress. That it would be that.
Right.
That's what it sounded like.
I don't condone anything he did.
No.
For the record, but you are saying I did him pretty well.
You've got your wife calling. She might be saying, I don't know if you've noticed, Tim, but recently, every so often, when you're just talking normally, your voice goes all
I wonder
weird.
If you're just hearing Nazi doctors where there aren't any.
Well, I did go very quickly to the, yeah, Nazi thing. It was a bit Godwin's law.
Let's try again.
Yeah.
Today's podcast is underpinned by a level of stress that has come about because, yeah, you've just discovered you're flying to Brazil tonight. And when I say tonight, it is now 12:30 in the afternoon.
So. I am flying to Brazil tonight. I'm flying to Brazil because I'm taking part in a Jewish literary festival or Jewish ideas festival. I'm not really sure what. Hosted by the Jewish Museum in São Paulo, and they asked me to do this a while ago, and I said yes. And then the stuff happened that's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
I thought, oh God, is that safe? And then they said, no, it's fine.
Is it safe?
Yes. They said it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I think what they said is this is a Catholic country. We don't have much in the way of,
right,
you know, the sort of Islamist hatred of Jews.
Right.
And then about 2 weeks ago, it was in the news that Mossad and the Brazilian security services had discovered the existence of Hezbollah terrorist cells in São Paulo, specifically targeting Jewish institutions. Mm. And some people would say, don't go, David.
Mm.
But I made the calculation that the best time to go to a place that's being targeted by Hezbollah is just after Hezbollah had been shut down by Mossad.
Yeah, and we were talking about off before we started saying that is definitely true, assuming they've got the right people.
Yeah.
And
because I think you brought up the Batman film.
Well,
and you said there's a Batman film in which Gotham City is about to
Which
film are we talking about? The Dark Knight? Which one is it?
Well, no, I would like to revise that, actually, because I think it's more like dramas on ITV or on BBC, sort of detective dramas, where early on, the chief suspect put in prison, and then there's another murder.
Yes.
And it's like the awful feeling of we've got the wrong person.
Yes. Still,
yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
And so...
It's a bit of that.
So we're hoping they've...
Because, of course, the other option is just not going, which would be probably the safest option.
Like?
That would be a bit like being here. I mean, the real problem with starting the podcast with this, which I'm happy to do, is that if I end up being kidnapped, for example, or blown up, let's say kidnapped, let's take the slightly lesser option in São Paulo. On the Today program, they'll probably play a bit of this podcast.
They will, say, not that bit.
No, not that bit, because too meta.
Yeah.
But they will probably play the first bit where I talk about going and how I thought it'd be safe now. Yeah. And, you know.
I tell you what, let's guarantee we're on the Today program. How would you sum up your life? How have you felt about it in a nutshell?
I think it's been, good so far, and I'm glad that I've done everything I've done. And, and in a way, I think the climax of what I've done will be my appearance in São Paulo. that's what they'd like.
Because that guarantees two things. That'll get played. Yeah. Also, I'll be on the Today program saying...
Well, actually...
Telling a lie, because the lie I'll have to tell is I didn't think those were going to be David's last words. But the truth is, that's exactly what I thought.
It won't be my last words, as far as you're concerned, because we've ordered some sushi. Okay, and almost definitely our last words will be something like, I think the Toro is really nice from Eat Tokyo.
I mean, I think... Well, the listeners, I don't know if they know this, but you are quite obsessive about getting a sushi when we podcast.
Well,
and I do wonder if that could equally come up on the Today program. Like, I hope if you're a hostage, I really hope.
Yeah.
So there'll be Deliveroo, São Paulo.
I don't know if they do. And I mean, I imagine from what my reading is that I would be held somewhere in the jungles of northern Brazil.
Yes.
So, for all I know, it's like mainly freshwater fish.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's hope you don't.
I mean, while we're talking about it, you did just mention, because... That won't be, if you are on the Today program talking about your late lamented friend and co-podcaster David Badia.
Well, it could be hostage. Let's
or hostage,
say,
yeah.
I hope
or hostage
to see him again.
Yeah. It'd be interesting what you would be offering in return.
To release you?
Yeah.
I could say, I guarantee we won't do any more episodes of this podcast.
Well, not till he's out again. Yeah. Or if they're big fans, they might say, actually, no, we're going to record him from there. And
might come in and hear you talking. I don't know if you're talking and say, hang on a minute. Are you the guy?
No,
are you the guy that's with the funny guy on the podcast?
Yeah, the funny guy. You and the funny guy did that thing about David Bowie's poo. And that was hilarious. And I'll have to translate it into from Portuguese.
The worst outcome there would be that they then kidnap me so that we can do the podcast just for their amusement.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd hate that.
Well, you said you'd like to go to São Paulo just a minute.
Although to be honest, it'd be an interesting test of whether what we all really want to do is to be loved. So I'm kidnapped with you, but they really want us to do the podcast all the time. And maybe we could get used to that.
There's a slight element of King of Comedy to the whole thing.
Is that what happens in King of Comedy?
Well, in King of Comedy, Jerry Lewis,
his
character, who's a big comedian, is kidnapped by Robert De Niro's character. Yes. Because Robert De Niro just wants to be on.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of his and wants to be on his show. Not quite the same, but it was the nearest thing I could come up with at short notice. Now, one thing I must mention, that wouldn't be your first appearance on the Today programme.
Right. Because
it turns out that, I didn't know this, that when Rebecca Luce, in the tabloid version, and this is very unfair to Miss Luce, but I'm going to say it, wanked off a pig on The Farm, which was a Channel 5 show.
Yes, Celebrity Farm, The Farm.
By you.
Yes.
And by you, I mean the company Endemol that you used to run.
Yeah.
There was some, controversy about that happening. And so I didn't know this. You went on the Today programme to say what?
Well,
what was your defence of presumably they were saying this shouldn't be on telly or...
There's an interesting thing for our listeners about how the tabloid press... I mean, it works.
Yeah.
In the sense that very quickly, I should say that... So Rebecca Luce was... What is it? I can't now remember it. But it's a sort of... Basically, it's a procedure that all farmers do all the time, which is to... Inseminate pigs?
No, it's the opposite of inseminate.
No, but I think you use the ejaculation and then...
Yeah, but hold on. So let's just row back a bit here.
Yeah.
If she was wanking off a pig, I mean, as I say, that's the tabloid version, so that might not be true.
Happens.
But
it's done by machines.
It's the male pig, presumably, that semen is extracted.
Correct.
And then insemination would happen to a female pig.
So I think that's the process she was part of.
Right.
We were doing a show where celebrities run a farm and all sorts of the usual agricultural things. And one of them was, of course... And by the way, as TV people, you're definitely saying, we should totally do that.
Yeah.
It's not being naive here, of course. But it's not actually... it's machines and it's like milking machines and things like that. It's
right,
effect,
so...
Right?
So
but
at no
right,
point was her hand in contact with a pig penis.
No.
But was it in contact with... Did she press the button?
I think she...
What machine is it? This is what I'm really...
I mean, I can't...
At.
I mean,
what machine is it?
I was better
actually...
briefed on the Today programme, to be honest, because I can't really
remember.
But, I mean, it certainly was like... It's a bit like bombing another country these days. It's a button. You're not actually...
Maybe that's an unfortunate...
Yes. No, I'm analogy. Just making a pure observation about the nature of warfare.
Right.
It's not so much hand-to-hand now. It's sort of people sitting in buildings in America.
Okay, right? But I have a vague memory. And again, this might have been like the tabloids or indeed your production company slightly going with the lurid controversy because it helped with ratings of seeing her with gloves
actually,
on.
Actually didn't help.
But, her seeing with gloves on.
Yeah, no, I tell you what is interesting. And this is the bit that... Not only will you not believe, but no one will believe. I mean, not that anyone will care because it was a long time ago. But at the time, the genuine truth is, so it was all machines and so it wasn't sort of, you know, physical in any sense, right? But clearly it felt like a funny task to do. But the thing that no one will believe is that the person who got to do it was chosen at random by the drawing of straw, literally by something.
So not even by a... So, I'm a celebrity,
no,
phone vote.
Nothing like that. So, of course, the person you'd want to do it is Rebecca Lewis. She'd just come out. She just had the affair, allegedly. Yeah. Is it alleged? I don't know. Anyway.
No, I don't think it is alleged. I think it's acknowledged that she had an affair.
Right.
Even though her name, this is how this came up. We were talking about the David Beckham documentary. Her name is not mentioned on the David Beckham documentary. And certainly no wanking off of pigs is mentioned.
No. That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. But there is a sense in which it is accepted that he had an affair. And I'm not too sure who else that could be with.
Well, she certainly says that they did.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing is, she did it and it created a big furore. In fact, I remember at the front of the Sun. Well, so the really interesting thing is 3 days earlier when the show had gone out, the Sun did a very small piece about it in their whatever that showbiz column was. Yeah. And it would be like, oh, so it'd be something like, oh, desperate for ratings. They've done that. And then that was it. Didn't notice it. And then a friend of mine who's a journalist who you'd know, but I'm not going to say, was... having something like having lunch with a Sun journalist and said, oh God, have you seen that sort of thing they did? And said, not really. And they then 3 days later, having heard about it again, put it on the front page of the Sun and saying pig sick. I remember it.
All right.
And it was
pig sick
as in, which is sort of a phrase, is it? Pig. I feel
I
pig
don't know
sick
if it is, but
I remember at the time thinking, is that definitely a phrase? Anyway, it said pig sick. And they got themselves into apparently a complete fervor about the disgusting thing that had happened on this show, even though 3 days earlier that, you know. And I was on that morning going on the Today programme to talk in general about reality TV. I can't remember why, but something like that with John Humphreys. And then I literally remember the press officer coming in as I was about 5 minutes away from the interview and put the copy of the Sun in it. And I thought, this is going to be awful. I also basically thought, my mum will be listening to this. This is terrible. This is
So did you have to say?
Yeah,
she
did.
Wank off a pig. But
no. That I just said it's an agricultural procedure.
That's quite a euphemism, isn't it?
I mean, that's how I refer to wanky anyway, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I think we all do.
And, you know, I mean, something like that. But I think because it's slightly lurid, it's quite hard, certainly then, for the Today programme to really press me on it.
Was it really pig sick? Because that seems a really weird headline.
I bet I can find it.
Yeah.
I bet I can find the headline.
When Dolly was young, my daughter, once she heard me say, for fuck's sake, in the car. And then she said, what did you say? And we ended up telling her, I don't know why we bothered. But anyway, that I was saying, for fox sick, right? And that was a really rude thing to say, talking about fox sick. And for quite a long time, maybe 7 years, she thought the rudest thing you could say or refer to was fox sick. So she would have been very confused by pig sick.
Yeah, I can't find the actual
front
page. I'd like to. I have one last
sick.
Note.
I mean, I feel it would be more.
I can tell you, there is a thing called pig sick. I mean, obviously, there's pig.
Sick as a pig? No, sick as a parrot.
Weirdly, as I search pig sick, one of the things it asks me if I'm trying to find is Peppa Pig sick.
Oh, no.
So pig sick means, well, anyway, it's an accepted phrase and it means very annoyed and upset about something.
Okay.
Is
pig sick. Okay, yeah. I'm pig sick about this.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone say it, apart from this.
Well, hang on, what am I thinking? There's a phrase that is like that.
Yeah.
I'm something. People are shouting it at us. I'm something sick.
Yes, I know what you mean, It's not pig sick.
I would never say. That makes me feel pig sick. What? What? Anyway.
So it wouldn't be my first, but no, let's hope you don't get... I tell you what, because you're going to Brazil...
Yeah. And coming back from Brazil. Don't imply
it's
going. A one-way ticket.
You're eventually coming back. There's an interesting Brazil Bowie fact.
Oh, yeah. Great. We've got him in early on.
And there is a fossilized tooth.
Of David Bowie?
No, wait a minute. It was discovered in Brazil, belonging to the oldest mammal known in Brazil, and it has been named in honor of the singer, 70 million years old, the Brasilestes Stardusti.
Really?
So the tooth.
So where is the tooth? Can I go and see
In the mouth, I think.
But not in the mouth anymore.
Okay, the tooth. This is really lovely, actually.
I mean, if it was in the mouth still of the 70,000, what's it, 70,000 year old man?
70 million. No, 70 it's not, million it's not old a man. It's a mammal. All right. So this is what it says here. This is actually quite lovely. It's going to annoy us again that ultimately they make it about stars and dust. But anyway, but I suppose to be fair, then. Anyway, the tooth was first uncovered in December 2015. What's significant about that?
He's about to die.
Yes. 1 month before David Bowie passed away. And the researchers decided to name it in his honour. And they named it Brasilestes Stardusty. It says here, helpfully, in case you didn't know, after Bowie's iconic alter ego, Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah. That is quite a weird thing.
Yeah, so...
I might have to go and see it.
Hang on, it was discovered in Sao Paulo, which is where you're going.
Yes, that is where I'm going. Christ. Don't tell the terrorists too clearly, but yes, that is where I'm going. Although I say, let's not put this out until after I come back, which could be months.
Oh no, but that, we don't want to wait that long.
But, okay, well, I'll try and see it, but can we just go row back a bit? So archaeologists, presumably, discover a tooth that's 70 million years old from a woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
Let's say, is it a woolly mammoth? Something like that.
It's, yeah, I don't, it's some sort of dinosaur, basically. Yeah,
right. It's nothing to do at all with David Bowie, but then David Bowie dies and they decide to call it Stardustia.
What, Stardusty?
Stardusty.
What they're saying is that, just skim reading this, is that he had a big impact in Brazil.
Right. And a big impact everywhere.
That's true. No, but in particular,
there's probably places where he didn't.
Yeah, I would say...
Papua New Guinea.
Isle of Wight,
yeah.
I don't see as a sort of particular... Yeah. But the life aquatic... Actually, I think you know the life aquatic?
I think you could definitely see a sort of, you know, indie British film about a coming-of-age person on the Isle of Wight who listened obsessively to David Bowie as a way of breaking out of their... In fact, actually, I mean, it's not David Bowie, but it's a sin... Isn't that partly set on the Isle of Wight?
They certainly go to the south coast, which looks
I think they go to the Isle of Wight. I'm going to look it up.
Right.
It was filmed in Ross-on-Sea, wherever that is. Where is Ross-on-Sea? Okay, well, anyway, I'm just going to say that the Ollie, whatever his name is, character from It's a Sin grew up in a seaside-type place that could easily be the Isle of Wight. So I'm going to deny the Isle of Wight as somewhere that I have no connection with David Bowie.
Fine.
But I'm going to bring up another Bowie subject. Mm. My daughter, who you'll know, and listeners will know, is a massive David Bowie fan.
Yeah.
Sort of went away from him, but has come back to
him.
Was on
What brought her back? Or was it just...
Just like, because he's good.
He is really
was good. On a Reddit, although I want to call it a subreddit, but I don't really know what the difference is.
I don't know
is.
What that means.
It was a subreddit amongst many people on that thread talking about which is your favourite Bowie album. And this is... The voting system was really weird. It took me ages to understand it. Is someone would say something about, say, Young Americans... And it would be a comment about how they liked Young Americans. And it would then get upvoted or downvoted, i.e. thumbs up or thumbs down. And people would say, I really agree. And if you got loads of upvotes, then you would stay in the competition. That album would stay in the competition.
Okay.
But if it got lots of downvotes, eventually it would get...
And does one take away from the other? Is it a net figure?
You see, this is where... I don't know how the whole fucking thing works. I would have to call Dolly, which I could do, and ask her. Yeah. Well, she is at work at the moment. But it basically meant that it was on the whole... It was sort of internet-y, because the whole thing was based on likes, you know, dislikes, and comments, right? And so she kept on telling me, because she kept on getting furious, because brilliant albums like Diamond Dogs and Young Americans and even Hunky Dory were slowly, you know, not... out of it, but they were just in the sort of second half of the top 10. I mean, I can show you the exact...
I've got that. You sent me the sort of sum up of what which album ended up where.
Yes, okay. Well, shall we have a quick look at that?
Yeah, I mean, it is quite... I mean...
Hang on. Here it is. So, I mean, it's sort of okay, but let's be clear about something.
Now, look, our sushi's coming in.
That's okay.
So, let's...
Well, I'm not going to eat that now. I'll eat that after the podcast.
Fine.
So the real issue is that Dolly kept on saying to me, oh my God, Hunky Dory's gone, Aladdin Sane's gone, Black Star is still there. And I said to her, look, you're just going to have to accept that Black Star is going to be in the top five. Not because it's a great David Bowie album. I'm sorry to anyone listening who thinks it is.
It's really not.
Yeah, but because it's his last album, because it was hailed at the time as a great critical...
Be like this podcast. People will think of it for you. Be like, this is the best podcast David ever did.
Yeah.
just because you were kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly. It's very similar. Yeah. And killed. I'd have to be killed, I think, to actually like parallel up with
Bowie. I think in my mind, I've got the thing about like, is he still kidnapped? You're like, yeah. That's be 4 years now. Like that.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, not sure death, being kidnapped for a long time, are that different?
No. I'd be like the Terry Waite of this podcast.
Yeah, and they, how long was that?
That was really a long time.
Yeah, a really long time. Yeah. I mean, it's for another podcast, but how the hell do you keep going with that? But yeah.
Yeah, no, who knows?
I mean, let's just keep on this theme. If you were kidnapped and they said, okay, we've sort of looked you up and like, we're not saying we made a mistake, but it's, so we get it. So we need you to be on side. You are allowed a Bowie album with you here.
Okay, what vinyl? Because I don't know that they'd have the...
Oh, I see.
Because an old idea, cause in the old days, Terry Waite was kidnapped, that would actually be a tangible thing. Like vinyl or maybe a CD. I can't remember when Terry was actually kidnapped. But now, what you're saying is we would allow you a mobile phone with like...
Why?
Well, because that's how I listen to music.
Oh, okay. I think you're going to piss them off. If you keep, like, I think they're just going to say, yeah, we got you a record player.
It is a record player.
I'm not going to do the accent.
Right.
We got you a record player.
Okay.
So it's vinyl.
It feels like quite a silly little dance set to me in my mind.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Not like a big hi-fi.
It's not going to be big. Yeah. And I bet what you wouldn't feel you could say is like, you've got a record, you haven't got any speakers.
Yeah, so speakers.
But I don't think you could say that.
It's going to sound shit through this.
Yeah, but, no, I mean, or would it?
Ken Scott's production. Because I've already narrowed it down.
There's an amazing... Yeah, I think I know what you... There's an amazing passage in the Terry Waite book. Brian Keenan book. Right. Sorry, the Brian Keenan book. Where he talks about when they first saw a tangerine, because someone brought it, and it's like this explosion of colour. Almost, you know, it's just because he's been sort of... Yeah. Everything's been brown.
Yeah, then they brought in an album by Tangerine Dream.
And then they did that, and he thought, I'm still not that desperate. Yeah. That's what I want to listen to. But you might find that even just listening to it on the Star Man waiting in the wings that might be enough.
That given like that a you've, Smurf you've, covering Star Man.
You've been there for years.
Yeah,
don't worry about that. It's a record player.
Yeah, okay.
What album? It sounds like you're... Go on. What are you going to...
Well, no, I'm still thinking about it. Being a record player and not... I mean, it seems more simple to them. And also, you know, terrorists these days are quite technologied up.
Right.
So I think they would be fine in handing me, at the very least, an Android, you know, with But no, I prefer
no SIM
the
card.
Idea. I prefer no SIM card, no, because then I'd be calling you.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, primarily
saying,
you.
Saying, what album should I choose?
I don't know what to do. It's really difficult. Well, so it does change, right, in terms of the greatest David Bowie album in my mind. But
they haven't got limitless patience, these guys. So.
Guys, let me think about this. Can I put it...
I'd like to hear you say to them, I think it's Black Star. I say, no, seriously, which one do you want?
Okay, guys, you tell you what, you be the
kidnappers. Okay, I'm a bit nervous about... Yeah.
I'm a bit nervous about the whole thing. I can't believe I'm playing this out when I'm about to go to Brazil. But
I'm going to do a Brazilian accent.
Okay, so... Yeah.
Mr. Bedil.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Senor Bedil.
We realise who you are.
And all your other work. We don't know about that, but we know about Stalking Time.
You are this big Bowie podcaster, right?
Bowie is big here. Yeah. Have you seen this tooth?
Bowie is big.
We stole.
It's only the Isle of Wight where it's a problem. So you are this great straight man to the funny guy. And we want... we've been offering you two things. One,
two things. Though.
Yeah. I just realized two things.
Okay.
One, something to eat.
Oh, okay.
And two, a David Bowie. I think they'd say Bowie.
Yeah, probably.
David Bowie album.
Right. Well, a choice between the two.
No, you can have both.
Oh, I can have both.
Don't get smart.
Okay. Well, what's the sushi delivery setup around here? Because it feels a bit isolated.
Itsu only.
Itsu only. Yeah. I don't really want Itsu.
Yeah. What is your album?
Yeah. So, now we're back to where we started.
Yeah.
It changes a lot, guys.
We got time.
Okay.
We got loads.
It really changes a lot. But it comes back, generally, to Diamond Dogs. Generally, it comes back to Diamond Dogs. And I was saying just the other day, I know this interests you, that, well, I think one reason why Diamond Dogs doesn't get quite the recognition it deserves is that it's at the end of what you might call Bowie's high glam rock period.
Yeah.
And he's sort of like... generally about to leave that all behind. He's going to go soul. He's going to go, you know, Euro, krautrock, and all that stuff, which critics and I think is like sort of more interesting.
Yes.
But as a song suite,
yes,
as a set of songs, I think Diamond Dogs is the best. So can you get me that? Is there an hour price nearby? Because you said sort of vinyl and band set.
We've changed our minds. It's Black Star or nothing. That would be the ultimate.
We've decided to play you Black Star to hurry up the hostage transfer because we know you'll be calling the British government saying, please get me out of here. I can't hear Tis Pity She's a Whore again.
Yeah. I mean, that's good that you even know a track off it because I can't, apart from Black Star.
Black Star, Tis Pity She's a Whore, Sue or In a Season of Crime. I mean, the titles are so terrible. Lazarus, which is the only kind of good song on it, I think. Well, no, it's unfair. Lazarus is okay, and I can't give everything away. I think that's the whole album, nearly. Dollar Days, is there something called Dollar Days? Is it Dollar Days?
Is it Dollar Days? Because it does sound like the sort of terrible late Bowie title.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make it onto Diamond Dogs or Ziggy, but if it had, would somehow be okay.
Yeah.
But it sort of wouldn't. It's just
discussed this. We have discussed this before.
Hmm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a thing we could try and do. I am slightly ahead of you because I did listen to it the other day.
Yeah.
Can you do Future Legend? Can you do it?
Say it.
Say it, yeah. And in the death,
as the last few corpses
lay rotting on the slimy thoroughfare. Then you start to get to trouble.
Yeah. Then it's, I think we go up onto Hunger Hill, right? So how do we get there?
Hang on. You've gone too far.
Too far already.
Lay rotting. Does he go straight to high on...
Or have we got rats the size of cats?
Yeah, but not
Fraser. What's the next line?
Can you do it? I mean, I'll tell you what. I'll get it up and see how much you can do it, okay? The reason I bring it up is, I think we've talked about this before, but fuck it. It's a good example. Like, Future Legend should be slightly ridiculous. And it is sort of slightly ridiculous, but it's kind of brilliant.
Yeah,
at the
amazing.
Same time. Whereas, by the time he goes to the Glass Spider Tour and does something very similar in the Glass Spider Tour, it just is ridiculous.
Why is that?
Yeah, and we don't know why that is. And similarly, what you just said about Dollar Days.
As the last few...
Yeah.
Have you got it there?
Yeah, but then I don't think you'll get the next bit.
Say what's the first word?
The Shutters.
Oh, high up in Temperance Building.
What did the Shutters do?
Oh, the Shutters.
This is the thing about this podcast, when you think it's not about David Bowie, and then it becomes unbelievably niche about David Bowie.
I can't remember.
They lifted in inches.
Lifted in inches.
I wouldn't have got that.
No.
Yeah, then high on Poacher's Hill.
Yeah.
And then I think it gets a bit easier.
Is it then rats?
No.
No.
Something, a Go part on. Of the body does something to Hunger City. Interacts. Oh. A part of the body interacts with Hunger City.
It's really hard to do it this close up because I feel I've heard it.
Yes.
So say it all again. Say where we've got to.
High, okay. And in the death, as the last few corpses lay rotting on the slimy thoroughfare, the Shutters lifted in inches in Temperance Building, high on Poacher's Hill.
So, eyes.
Yes.
Something eyes. it's so weird. Is it a number of eyes? Does he give a number?
No, he describes the eyes.
No, go on.
Red mutant eyes.
Red mutant eyes.
Gaze down on Hunger City.
Right. And then it's rats.
No, then it's no more big wheels.
No more big wheels. Yeah. What do you think that's about?
I think it, well, what's the whole thing about?
No more big wheels. Is it rats?
No, it goes on to talk about rats.
What does it do after no more big wheels?
But what does no more big wheels mean? I think it means, I think it means like no one in control. I think that's what it means.
Okay.
Oh, fuck knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fleas the size of rats. We feast know this or, bit.
Feast on, is it feast? Is that the verb?
No, suck.
Suck on rats the size of cats.
Yeah. And
a thousand.
10,000.
10,000 peopleoids.
Peopleoids. You see, we'll always remember peopleoids.
Yeah, somehow.
Because what the fuck is it? That, I would say it's the only use of that word, isn't it? Peopleoids.
Yeah.
He means people, does he? But does he mean a sort of android?
No, I think he means a sort of futuristic. I mean, it's the point at which you can say, oh, God, thank God this doesn't involve any of us because they're peopleoids. Yeah. I don't know if I really care about peopleoids.
Yeah.
But it, to me, that's a
it's android and people together. But an android, no, a cyborg.
Cyborg.
Is an android that's also a bit of a person.
Yeah, I think he's getting, you know, Clockwork Orangey and it's all that, isn't it? And it's sort of some future version of us.
Yes. Well, it's quite a strange word, peopleoid. It sounds a bit like a gland. You've got a bit of trouble with the peopleoid, sir. You know what I mean?
It may be that it's a literary reference or something, I don't know, but 10,000 people.
That's quite an old doctor that called you sir.
What's that?
That doctor, it was a doctor saying, oh, you've got a bit of trouble with your peopleoid, but I said sir. And I don't think doctors do that.
I don't think any...
I should have said
in
Mr.
America,
Hinks.
They probably do.
Mr. Hinks.
As you know, when you go to America...
I'm afraid, Mr. Hinks, it's cancer of the peopleoid.
And I say, well, that's good. I don't have to care about that. Yeah. That's some sort of android cyborg thing. Yeah.
This bit I don't remember at all. Coveting? It says here coveting the highest of the sterile skyscrapers.
No, that's
like
weird.
Like packs of dogs assaulting the glass front of... The glass front
of future of temperate. No, hang
no.
On.
What's the other? What's the other? So in the A to Z,
Hunger City.
In the A to Z of Hunger City. What road is mentioned here?
Oh, Love Me Avenue.
Yes, Love Me Avenue.
Yeah,
so it's quite. We know quite a lot about it. There's Temperance Building high on Poacher's Hill.
So can you tell me
Love Me Avenue?
I'm about to go as niche as you can possibly get. But if you were okay, I'm walking up to you. You're a peopleoid.
Yeah.
We're on Poacher's Hill.
Yeah. You could ask me the way to Love Me Avenue. Yeah.
Could you tell me the way to Love Me Avenue?
You're a peopleoid.
Yes.
Yeah, you said I was a peopleoid.
We're both
peopleoid. Okay.
Because I'd be...
I know, I thought, like the last human, you're the last human in this city, in Future City. Future, it's not actually, what's the whole city called? We don't know.
Hunger City, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Hunger City. No, is it?
Isn't it? Or has that come from nowhere?
Has that come from... If that sounds right, but I can't see it anywhere here. Anyway, in future... you're right. Red Mutant Eyes goes down on Hunger City. You know,
right.
Sorry. So in Hunger City, I think you're one of the last people. I'm a peopleoid.
Mm.
Okay, so you're coming up to me high on Poacher's Hill.
And I'm saying, I don't really know why I came here, because if you think about it, it's called Hunger City.
Yeah.
Why would you be attracted to it in the first place?
Yes.
And by the way, you may not know this, but...
So you are a peopleoid.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Why did they choose Love Me Avenue as a name?
Yeah, it seems
in Hunger City.
Well, I would say it's I've got very Smash for those older
it's
listeners. It's the Smash alien robots,
and I think that's what he had in
mind.
He
made mashed potato. Mm. Yeah, so they're the peopleoids.
Yeah,
I never thought there was any peopleness about the Smash robots.
No, but that's
they were just aliens.
Sorry. Oh, I see. They're not even trying to be.
Anyway,
I see what you mean. Yeah.
I agree with you that it is quite strange that most places are called something quite unpleasant, Hunger, Poachers, but there is a place called Love Me Avenue. That seems weird. Also, did the Beatles name it?
What is this concept of strangeness? Finding something strange? What is that? I don't think you'd think that. You're a peopleoid.
A peopleoid, maybe not. I would just sort of fold it in. Anyway, this is the way you go down. Go down Temperance Building, down Poacher's Hill, turn left, Temperance Building, and then you'll find Love Me Avenue.
If you see rats the size...
That's where most of the coffee shops are.
If you see rats the size of the cat, you've gone too far.
Oh, this is really... Anyway, we haven't even got to, and does this ring a bell? I mean, it will ring a bell because I think I texted you about it.
Yeah.
Well, like packs of dogs on the glass fronts of Love Me Avenue, then we're nearly at the end. Any idea?
Oh, and then it's the sort of badge of sapphire and...
Ripping and rewrapping mink and shiny silver fox, now leg warmers. Now, this is a point I'm absolutely certain
we've definitely talked about it. But...
Yeah, but I'm going to talk about it again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Bowie meant the things that
no.
that people are wearing in Fame.
Yeah.
Where the, because that, it was the yeah. 80s. It was the 80s that yeah. really leg warmers. And so, I think yeah. he's just talking about sort of fact that in this terrible future universe, and actually he should have checked his privilege a bit here,
right?
That mink coats, the terrible thing coats are being ripped up to keep legs warm.
I think that's a really important point, though, because I think the mink coat represents the sort of heydays. At one point, it was capitalism, and it's but you know, people were rich. Do you see what I mean? I think that's what he's getting at. People,
right? But the dogs assaulting the glass fronts of Love Me Avenue,
yeah.
which I was right, the shops, I did say coffee shops, but the shops are clearly there because yeah. they're ripping the mink and shiny silver fox. So there were shops there that were selling
yes,
these things,
right.
and now they've been ripped up and they're being used to keep legs warm.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're not.
Whose legs warm, by the way? The dogs?
No, I think people. I think the peopleoids who right. are human enough to have cold
to have
legs.
Cold legs.
Yeah.
Because I would say when you're cold, I don't know, like your legs are not the first thing you worry about, are they?
Make no, sure it is an odd legs. Idea.
You're more likely to get. Yes. Definitely most of
well,
the
that,
heat
that
goes
brings
out.
Well, that the idea of like maybe. See, I think this is part of Bowie's great sort of prescience. People talk about, he knew about the internet in yeah. advance. He knew about all sorts of other things. Yeah. He was sort of a prophet. He sort yeah. of knew that leg warmers were going to be
yeah.
a
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because yeah. why would you say that? What you should say is now tattered coats or blankets.
Yes.
You know, for the terrible peopleoids who were cold yeah. and shit. I mean, all yeah. that. Right? But no, he said leg warmers, right?
I think if he'd have had his Newsnight Jeremy Paxman interview in 1975 and the prophesized leg warmers, it'd be less of an internet meme.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
yeah.
But
future leg wearers. I think I may have texted you at the time.
But, you did.
Yeah, I'm still happy with that.
But,
fun.
Yeah, sorry. And we got to, how does he end it? Any day
let's
now.
See. No. There's no. one just before that.
Yeah.
Which you might be able to get. Actually, by the way, I would say this is almost meaningless. Having painted a dystopian picture yeah. of Hunger City,
right.
of, terrible things happening all over the place and peopleoids starving and whatever else it is. He then says this, which is kind of meaningless.
Go on.
Family badge,
family badge of sapphire
and cracked emerald.
Yeah.
I kind of think that, I think he's maybe just thinking, I need to make this a certain length to go into Diamond Dogs. And so I need another line.
Well.
But what's it saying?
But I think it, but
family badge.
We can do that with all boats. I mean, it's all cut up and it's so yes, it's sort of nothing, but it's something about, I feel it's a little bit, almost Game of Thrones-y. It's about sort of the family, ruling right. families and things like that, isn't it? That sort of
maybe.
Fallen apart.
Yes.
The sort of people that used to run the place.
Yeah,
or
no more big wheels.
There are no more big wheels.
Okay, that's fine. Good. And then we're there.
And then he goes, any day now. One
any
of the greatest
now.
Moments.
The
in
year
any...
of the Diamond Dogs. Yeah. This ain't rock and roll, this is genocide. Oh, by the way, if we're going to go as deep as this, this ain't rock and roll, this is genocide.
Yes.
Is that part of Future Legend or is it part of Diamond
it's
Dogs?
It's such a good question. And I think over the years, I've decided that it's part of Diamond Dogs.
Yeah. Technically, it is in terms of Spotify. Because if you play
the
album...
Maybe that's what helped me.
The little
yeah.
green thing
yeah.
that shows what track you're
yeah.
on moves
yes.
at that point.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Well, I always felt about the rock and roll genocide split... And I sort of willingly went into, because it felt quite cool to do it, is that he's almost saying, you're getting into this music, but there's something more sinister going on. And I'm thinking, yeah, but I'm still getting into it. And it's almost like the triumph of the art form over whatever, the more serious, disturbing aspects of what he's singing about. So he's telling you it's genocide, but you're still like, yeah, but it's a great tune. So there's something quite clever about that. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I just want to go back to something.
Hmm.
Like packs of dogs assaulting the glass fronts of Love Me Avenue.
Yes.
The year of the Diamond Dogs. Were they the same dogs? Were they different dogs?
That's a really good question. I don't
It feels like the Diamond Dogs are a bit bigger than that. Because to name the whole album after the dogs, right? And the first mention of dogs is some just packs of stray dogs in this kind of like broken down city tearing things up. It feels like,
yes.
Do you mean them? Those seven or eight just mangy dogs?
Yeah, but I don't know
with
whether
a
that's
fur coat.
But is that what they are? Because he's basically saying they're attacking shop fronts and ripping up mink and so on. He's basically saying, I tell you what, we might as well just call this the year of the Diamond Dogs because it's like
right.
they are just running everything.
That might also be why Sapphire and Emerald, which are not diamonds,
yeah.
by the way, but the jewelry
oh,
thing
good.
Appears.
I never thought
so
about
to,
that.
To take you into
yes.
the idea of Diamond Dogs.
Is a ruby not a diamond?
Pardon?
Ruby's not a diamond?
No.
Is a diamond just a diamond?
A diamond's,
just that one of those see-through.
Yeah, one of those see-through.
Yeah, but it's not jewels. Like you couldn't say, oh, I run a diamond shop, so what would you like? So have you got any rubies? And you're like,
no.
Sure.
No,
well, I don't know.
No, a jewelry shop.
A diamond rubies? Shop.
No. Okay, I'm coming in. Hello.
I mean, you're here.
Hello. Is this a jewelry shop?
It's.
Or is it a diamond shop?
It's a diamond shop.
It's a diamond shop, okay. Yeah. I'd like a ruby, please.
Sure.
No, you're supposed to say, no. Well, next door, there's a general jewellery shop. This is a diamond shop. We just sell the white, see-through, big things.
That's what I'm asking, is whether
I know, I don't know, but I wanted you to, like, deal with it, deal with the input.
Well, I just have.
Oh, have you?
Which is, yes, you may have a look at the ruby. Okay, yes, I've got some rubies in here.
Okay, well, that's odd, because you're a diamond shop.
That's because diamond is a genus of compressed carbon, is what it really means. So that involves both the see-through, what you peopleoids would call a diamond.
Right.
But a ruby, similarly, is made over millions of years,
okay,
to the extent that we've named a couple of them after Brasicatus stardustian. and they are
so
the same.
What I actually want, though, is I have a picture of a dog here, and what I'd like you is to shape your diamonds. I know they're quite hard, into the shape of a dog.
Yeah.
So I've actually got a diamond
dog.
Can
I stop you there, sir?
What?
I used to have a shop on Love Me Avenue, and I have a terrible time with dogs.
Yes, it's very traumatic.
And
is it triggering
really
for you?
It's very, very triggering,
yeah.
And I'm not going to
If you were actually there, can I ask you another question? If you were there in Hunger City, I mean, it's great that you got out alive, because it sounded really dangerous.
I think you could, by the way, you could easily ask me, and I would understand why you did, why have you gone into diamonds if diamond dogs are so triggering?
Yeah.
So it's a good point.
Well, you know, that's what you knew when you
just,
were there, because you had the jewellery shop, the emerald and cracked emerald.
We're very much diamonds without dogs.
Yeah, okay.
But while
you were there,
you
know, there were sort of fleas the size of rats and rats the size of cats.
Tell me about it,
Like the rats the size of cats.
Yes.
A, how big were the cats? Right. And secondly, could any of these large animals beat off a diamond dog? I don't mean beat off like Rebecca Lewis did to that pig.
That was an agricultural process. I mean, even I know that, and I run a diamond shop in Hunger City.
But like, in terms of the sort of animal fighting, it feels to me like by the time you've got a rat the size of a cat, it probably could fend off a diamond dog.
No, because...
And also, the cats were as big as what?
Where it fell down, because cats were the size of sprats. They were tiny. So that is, unfortunately, a line he had to cut. The truth is, Hunger City wasn't as bad as it made it to sound.
Also, what is a sprat?
Sprat is like a prawn.
It's like a prawn?
Yeah. So it was lots of anomalies.
So Jack Sprat... is like a prawn called Jack.
No, that's just his name.
All right.
You had cats the size of sprats.
Yeah.
But you also...
I haven't got time for this. I need
my
diamonds.
Terrifying. No, but the thing that most terrifies me, you had prawns the size of lawns, which were absolutely...
Yeah, I was so terrified you couldn't put it in this track. It was impossible to think about.
Because he knew that 1970s Britain couldn't cope with that.
Yeah,
there were ants
the size of pants. It was really a difficult time.
Yeah, and by the way, when we say size of lawns and pants, do we mean the shape of them? Because I think we partly do that in my mind.
Yeah, well, prawns are sometimes quite flat, aren't they?
Oh, a cow. I was going to say cows the size of cows, but you've got this weird...
Cows the size of what?
No, I was going to say cows the
cows
size
are really
of cows.
Cows are already quite big. But the cows the size of house, as in houses.
No, but you can't say it. It doesn't scan.
While we're here, all right, what's another animal? Flies the size of pies. Right, so
really, there must be other measures. Really, if you're the size of a, if you're the size of a pie, there must be other things you could use.
This brings us back to Future Legend and its ridiculousness, because it sort of still is like absurd. But
snakes the size of shakes,
but that's the point. If like in the middle of it said flies the size of pies, it would suddenly the whole thing would have crashed down, right? But I think I don't actually know. We've discussed it, but I can't remember the lyric in Glass Spider. That's the same. But I think like he might have said, you know, spiders the size of pipers.
It's actually...
We talked about it. We can't go
there. It's actually annoyingly difficult not to try to cut. I just need one more for diamond dogs. That would be what?
Hamsters the size of hampers.
That really doesn't work.
That's so bad. It doesn't even rhyme.
Oh, hang on.
I said hamsters without knowing a rhyme. As I said, that's the problem.
Here's a seven pigs the size of cigs.
Cigs?
Cigarettes.
Okay,
they're smaller.
They've got
I think
smaller.
Some of them can be smaller.
Some of them can be smaller.
Yeah. Is there another rhyme for pigs? Pig seems the one you'd definitely talk about.
Yes, you would. Also, it is all based on Orwell, of course, so they should be pigs.
Yes, that's good. And sheep is really hard because there's not an obvious...
Sheep's the size of neeps. the Scottish thing that goes with tatties.
But what you're outlining is it's a fragile construction, isn't it?
It's a strange ecosystem. It's an odd ecosystem where some animals are growing and others are shrinking. It's a kind of Alice in Wonderland idea.
It's hot. He got it right.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything to...
It's easier with animals that only have, like, one syllable, I think. Because once you're into monkeys...
Yes.
You know, monkeys the size of donkeys.
Snakes should be easy, but again, there's not... Snakes the size of lakes.
Lakes.
Yeah. Fucking
hell. Yeah, that's a really big snake.
If you probably feel like, even though it's very counterintuitive, that he's almost like being paid for by Hunger City, because... To not include snakes the size of lakes would be the one thing you think you didn't... What?
Yeah, what are you thinking about? But
rats the size of cats I can cope with.
Yeah. Well, you're saying it's a kind of like David Beckham and Qatar thing. You think that David Bowie was sort of like the ambassador, the cultural ambassador for Hunger City. And he left stuff out to make it seem more attractive.
He left out snakes
tourists.
The size of lakes, for example.
Okay.
And also...
Because Angus Deaton, for example, who is terrified of snakes, has snakeophobia, might not have gone if David Bowie had mentioned that
A couple of years ago, I watched I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here with Angus at one point, and he just turned his chair, he watched it entirely, and it was all audio for him because he couldn't watch it. But I'm saying that David, because he's quite, you know, he's a credible guy, he said, look, I'll do it, but I've got to be realistic.
This is your David Bowie impression. Yeah. I could hear it coming through again.
I'd like to be realistic.
Oh, wow. It's a little bit like your Brazilian terrorist voice.
Right, yeah, which I'm still worried about. And I think he would have said, I won't do snakes that... Where's my Bowie gone?
I won't
do snakes the size of... No,
it's all right. It's fine. Just do it.
But people really want me to do my accurate one. Oh, yeah. And he left out... Yeah, he left out.
I think
out.
Maybe slightly more softly spoken. You've gone a bit peopleoid. Right? You've mixed it... Or maybe it is your Bowie peopleoid.
I won't mention... I literally can't do it. No, because it's too on the... It's too... Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about everything.
Really I am a peopleoid. Yeah. I am malfunctioning. It's all peopleoids.
So David Bowie saying, I'm sorry. And what's that? I'm sorry, guys. That's just my voice slightly lower.
When people die, people say that you forget their voice. Maybe that's what's happened. We've finally forgotten. Oh, no, it's easy to go to Spotify.
I haven't forgotten his voice.
No, we won't forget his voice.
I haven't forgotten his voice. Anyway, what's he saying?
Oh, he's just saying, it seems silly now to go back to it, but he's just saying, I won't mention snakes the size of lakes. But I absolutely have to include the rats. No, what?
Keep going. I've got something at the end.
And fleas. What was it? Rats. Fleas the size of bees. And I won't compromise.
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Bowie. Can we forget the whole thing because your voice is not what it used to be? Like, really, we hired you mainly on the basis that you had an amazing voice, and something really weird has happened to it. So let's just forget the whole
any
project.
Any day now.
Oh dear. Anyway, the most self-indulgent podcast
we've done. I'm not going to see you for another few years.
Yes, exactly. It'll be good. In fact, when they ask me, I'll say, I don't want a Bowie album. I just want to listen to this episode of Talking Time for the Moon Boys over and over again. Good night.
Thank you for everything, David.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.